Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. You know, Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is on Tuesdays. It's 7:06 in the morning here on the 7th of July. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel. How are you this morning, Angel? Gosh, you know what? Angel is on the road already. You know what? I like it when people do that. Bad Bob,
good morning.
You came in. You're wearing your khaki shorts and your kind of a khaki shirt. You look very nice today. Very
well. Cool. Trying to maintain cool.
There you go, man. So how is it driving in at 78 degrees? What is the weather like?
It's a tad muggy. You want the bad news or the good news?
Okay, give me good news first, and I can get me ready for the bad news.
The good news is that we won't be in the triple digits today. The bad news is it will be warm, humid, and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, and winds out of the south around 15 miles an hour. So if we get a fire, it is not a good thing. The overnight low will be right around 70 degrees. Clouds tomorrow and maybe more chances of thunderstorms, bad. 91 degrees for the high, and as we head out further, look ahead further into the week, we see highs dropping into the 80s with more chances of thunderstorms, clearing up by the weekend and warming back up. But next chance of triple digits won't be until next Wednesday.
Okay, well, there's report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Should I hasten to add, it is currently 75.
75 degrees. Okay. Well, like you said, you know, yesterday, even though I know it was only like 98, but for some reason it seemed hotter yesterday, and I don't know why. Muggy. Maybe that was it. Anyway, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Okay, see, a lot of things happening. Sam Peretta's coming on today, and we have a number of other guests kind of come rolling through here. White House. You knew this was going to happen. You knew that this was going to happen. The
what'd they do?
Terrible thing. You know, this young lady, this 32-year-old lady, shot down on the pier.
They blamed the gun, didn't they?
Oh, no. They didn't blame. They haven't gotten around to that yet, but they will. Because right now the White House is the usual suspects. And when they're saying is that, besides the guy is a five-time felon, has been deported seven times, and he keeps somehow managing to come back in the country. The reason is, according to White House spokesman Ernest, is because of the Republicans. The Republicans are not given enough money to secure the border. It has nothing to do with Obama's welcome home to everybody. And San Francisco painting itself as a sanctuary city.
And
where you can come and you don't have to worry about it. Our police aren't going to turn you into ICE. They're not going to turn you into those immigration people. You know, we're just going to turn them loose unless it's, you know, unless we have a warrant. Well, ICE asked the police there when they had this guy and said, hey, look, let us know when you're turning them loose. We need to pick him up. Well, they didn't do it because this is a sanctuary city. And everybody right now is pointing fingers at each other. But the ICE people are saying, you know what? You never told us. You didn't tell us you were doing it. You tell us, you know, when you tell us you have them, and then you just turn them loose. This guy then says he finds a pistol wrapped in a shirt and picks it up, and it just goes off accidentally and kills this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, why are you here in San Francisco? Because it's a sanctuary city. I can get work here. And this is a five-time felon. So that's right, White House and Obama, blame it on the Republicans for your and San Francisco's political decisions that have caused all types of problems. And trust me, she is not the only one. She is not the only tragedy that we've had out there where an illegal has killed somebody either through drunken driving or killing them, murdering them. Because, you know, we essentially have an open border here.
And our very own Governor Brown has declared California to be the friendly state, the welcoming state, and the all-inclusive state where borders are mere imaginations.
Well, you know what? The thing about it, too, is Jerry Brown says we don't have enough water for the people that are here in California.
But bring more.
Well, how many illegal people are here? I mean, people are here illegally. Governor, why don't you just push them out of the state? Guess what? Maybe we'll have enough water. Anyway, comments coming in. We'll get to Terry in a second. Obama didn't comment because it doesn't fit his agenda for race division and Democrats voting or the illegals voting Democrats. This is from Max. He can say something to the Trayvon Martin family of the dirtbag in Ferguson, but nothing to the Stano family, I guess, because she couldn't be his daughter. Money to close the borders. Obama doesn't let ICE, the Border Patrol, stop anybody at the borders. Anyway, then the other ones go downhill from there.
Few of which we can actually say on there.
Few of which we can find. None of which we can say. Well, it's not that bad. I'm just kidding. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, Carl. Last night we had Vince Stevenson at the Tea Party, and Vint and I go back about 6 months. I met him about 6 months ago. Jan Hanks set up a breakfast with he and I, and we discussed some things, and he was apprehensive about the Tea Party. And, of course, once we got talking, he found out that we didn't have horns and a tail, and he basically...
not all of you.
Not all of us. But anyway, the thing is that we had him in last night. What a great guy he is. We've been conversing a lot the last 6 months. Commander Gibson and Mary Lou were there, and, you know, our normal veteran group was there. We have people, new people that come in and out. It's just, it could be a different crowd every Monday because we have so many other things going on all over the state. Now, when Vint came in last night, he represented hundreds of businesses. Not one of those businessmen showed up to support him. Not one. No testicular fortitude. We asked him that question. You know, what's the deal here? I mean, you're coming to us. You want us to help you. We want to help you. We will help you. Help us to help you. Help us. We will help you. But you come to a small group of people because the people you represent don't have the courage to go ahead and do anything or say anything or show up or call the DA or do these different things that you want us to do. And I respect him immensely. He's been put out there on the front lines all by himself. Nobody's backing him. There was nobody from either veterans organization, with the exception of the people we always have there, and the exception of the veterans who do come to the Tea Party. No one was there to support him. There's tremendous division. There is millions of dollars at stake. His comment, meaning Vince's comment about Brent Weaver, about how Mike Dahl almost fell out of his chair when Brent Weaver talked about shallow campaign promises, you expect us to keep that? There's nobody standing up out there in the business community. And this guy, I have so much respect for him, but for you people out there to leave him on his own because you're afraid you might lose something or things might get harder, well, guess what? Things are going to get harder, and you are going to lose stuff because you haven't caught on yet. This city council, this board of supervisors, and this state is trying to take away your liberty along with the government, and Carl just gave you a good example of that a few minutes ago.
Okay, Terry.
So let's get some testicular fortitude, guys. Let's stand behind Vint and see how you can help him. That's all I've got to say.
All right, Terry. Thanks for the phone call.
Yep.
And said well.
Yep, he did. One of the things about the DRBA is 300 businesses. That's true. But the thing is also is that those 300 businesses, I think historically have not been active in the groups.
They're too busy trying to do business.
I wouldn't say it has to do anything with courage. You know, in some cases it might be. I think a lot of it is that they pay up. they pay their money into the city every year. And, you know, and a lot of them just, you know, I know that Vent and the DRBA has reached out and reached out and reached out. But a lot of people are just so busy in their lives in this that, and the, you know, everything happened, you know, what was happening with the city council, of course, is wrong. And I think it's going to be proved that there's going to be proof that that's wrong for whatever reason. But the, you know, I don't think it's because, you know, people lack courage. I think it's just that people, I think people are just kind of overrun at a time. And that's not a good excuse. Because of, you know, but again, when you're working against 25 years of history, when people are not associating with things, they don't associate with it. They don't associate themselves with the DRBA except for a small number of businesses. So it's a small group of people, really, that do the work with it. So, but it's a good point. Here's a big thing that's going on, and it will affect, it can affect businesses downtown. Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. 70 years in the business, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Shasta Regional helps a lot of people. They hire veterans, too. They hire a lot of veterans there at Shasta Regional. We'll be right back.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon shrimp linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning, my friends, here on July the 7th. 75 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. So really, frankly, for the next 3 or 4 days, it's going to be in the 90s instead of the hundreds. I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt today. In fact, I'm starting to get that little
get
chill.
Get that cardigan
getting
out.
Getting that cardigan. I know if it gets down to 6, sometimes it gets down to like 72 at night, and I kind of want to put on that extra, you know, extra blankie on. I take Elk Killer, let Elk Killer come up and sleep in the bed.
Oh.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can't find a better jeweler in town, nor a better selection of jewelry, top class jewelry. Whether it's estate, different types of new jewelry, specially designed, because they design jewelry there. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. And I say the whole area. I'm talking about a real trained watch repairman that can fix any kind of watch, can build your watch if you want. All is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Friday, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Leonard's a great guy. Now, we've got a big, big event coming.
That's right.
And I'm here with Victoria Graham.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And Elsie Ritchie.
That's right. Good morning.
Elsie, I love that name.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Elsie Ritchie.
Do you have an aunt or a great aunt?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody. Just Elsie. It seems like it's a great name. And, you know, because I've met women on the come through the show here, you know, named Rose and Sarah. And,
yes. Old-fashioned.
Hope. It's great. I like those names. Okay, now you're here to talk about the gin game. And we're not talking about what Bob pours down his throat.
You meant Corlock, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was in the chair.
Bob Corlock. We're talking about the gin game. And it's a drama directed by Elsie Ritchie.
That is correct.
So tell us about this.
The Gin Game is a play that was written in the late 1970s and had received the Pulitzer Prize and became very famous during that time. And we are reviving this play from the original season at Riverfront. Mm-hmm. This year is celebrating plays from the past that have been very popular. And this comedy/drama has been one that has enjoyed a lot of popularity in many places. It involves two characters who some of them have just arrived in a nursing home, some of them have been there before, and one is Fonzia Dorsey and the other is Martin Weller. And Victoria Graham plays Fonzia Dorsey.
Fonzia Dorsey.
Yeah, there were a lot of parts.
Okay, now, you know what? I can't help but think, Victoria, from now on, I'm going to call you Fonzie.
Yes, that is her nickname in the play.
Fonzia Dorsey. You know what? I'm going to tell Elk Killer.
Okay, hey,
guess who's coming over? Yeah. Aunt Fonzie. And of course, her ears a little bit because, you know, she'll think I said Fonzie.
Yes, it's not the Fonz.
No, it's not the Fonz.
Very different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take it away, Fonzie.
Whoa, okay, where do I go from that? Like she said, this has been, ever since it came on Broadway back in the 70s, it has continuously been played all over the world. And there's just something about this because it's a slice of life, this show. And we said it's a comedy drama, so yes, it is fiercely funny. However, it's also dealing with issues that come up whenever two people meet. You know, it's all kind of lovely at the beginning, yet you bring all your life stuff with you, the baggage, the way you look at things, maybe the stubbornness you have in this area, or the, you know, I've got to be right over here. And eventually, and over this, the period of the play, which takes place over three Sundays, they are they find that they like playing gin rummy. Uh-huh. And but each card game, every time they start a game, it brings out more and more about each other, about their lives and about their issues, to where it becomes, as I love this quote, this is the New York Times quote about this show, says that this is the closest thing theater offers to a duel at 10 paces.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean,
I'm liking that.
Yeah, and it goes from, I mean, basically they go from friendly to hostile in so many ways, and then back again, because they're lonely. They're the only two there that actually seem to be the most, I don't know, can get around the best. And they are really starved for company, yet they can't quite get off their own little problems in order to just make this work.
And even though this is about an older people, it really is about everyone, mm-hmm. in terms of personal dynamics and what happens between people, especially when they can't get beyond their personal problems to be able to get together, and how people deal with loneliness, try to come together, but aren't able to make that connection ultimately. So it has, it, you know, reverberates for all audiences. But we must mention that this is a play for adults. It has mature language and mature themes. So, although it's about card playing, it
yes.
is.
Victoria's, you know, in this?
I am. It's a bit sweary, so I'm just going to tell you. But it's not. It's the sweary stuff. If, you know, yeah. if you watch HBO or something, you're, yeah. it's going
to
be nothing.
No, let's not go to HBO anymore. They've,
yeah.
they've
or whatever.
They've jumped a shark in a few of these.
Yeah, right. So. With cable or any PG. No. You know, it's PG.
But okay. This was written in the late 1970s, yeah. and Hume Cronyn and Jessica Tandy. Very
oh, yeah.
famous
Wonderful.
Actors.
Married couple.
Yes, married couple that loved to do two-person plays together.
Yeah.
Did, you know, popularize this. They were the first Broadway cast. And so everything in this, every single word in this play is important.
Yeah, it is.
And there is a revival of it coming this fall on Broadway
wow.
with James Earl Jones
and
Cicely Tyson. Yes,
Cicely
Not
Tyson.
Us. Are you going to be directing that, Elsie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's rushing off
jumping
right now.
To Broadway.
I think she's going to just lay down for about 6 weeks after this.
Right, take a little nap.
Nothing.
6 week nap. And then
it's
okay,
great.
Now how do people, when is this going to play?
Well, we open on July 11th.
Okay.
Which is this coming Saturday, and the play closes August 8th. And we are, you know, it's a Friday, Saturday, 7:30 curtain, and then a 2 p.m. curtain on most Sundays. So
right.
the last weekend.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. So it's going to be starting this Saturday.
Yes.
And going until August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have tickets to give away here. We're giving away tickets here, I think, for media night. I think it's for next week.
Yes, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. We'll be giving those away here.
So I do want to say is that my my co-partner in all this, of course, is the wonderful, amazing Bob Corluck, who is known to a lot of people, especially if you listen to the radio, you hear his voice a lot because he's on the ad. And he's a force of nature. He really is in this.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what we say about him.
I'm
not sure if that's the word we use.
That's why he didn't come to
the I would like
kinda
to
like
just...
Kind of like a hurricane?
A lot of
wind
Bring
coming
it.
Through? Okay.
I would just like to say that our cast is amazing. Victoria and Bob have done... This is a very, very difficult play on many levels. One of the reasons is that they play cards, but they are not playing cards. It is... acting playing cards, which is much harder than most people probably realize.
It's tough.
And then bringing their characters into play as well. And so technically, everyone, Victoria and I have been trying to read, well, how did actors in the past get this job done? How did they do it? Everyone has written, this is the hardest play technically for actors to do that they've ever done, from, you know, Broadway professionals throughout the community theater circuit.
Well, we have
it is quite, you know.
Well, we have two of the best actors in North State here.
Well, I think
Victoria
so, too.
Victoria and Bob.
Thank
so if anybody can pull it off, you guys can.
Yes,
so where do you get
true.
Tickets? Again, who do you call?
Well, this is through the Cascade Theater
okay.
at box office, online, and
or you can go to the box office.
Or call, or go online and get your tickets.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
and
that
starts,
way you can see what
it starts this Saturday with Bob Corlock and Victoria Graham, who, like I said, two of the really the finest actors in this whole area up here, easily.
Thank you.
And then it's directed by Elsie Ritchie, who is a Bay Area transplant.
That's right.
And so, you know, you wanted to leave the Bay Area so things would slow down, right, Elsie?
And then she got to the theater.
Yes, and?
And how's that working for you?
Right now it's very exciting and very fun.
Okay.
So we're very pleased.
I got lots of other questions for us. It has nothing to do with this. We got to go. All right. So it starts this weekend, my friends. It's called The Gin Game, and it's going to be, I think, just a wonderful play. Two people, dueling, you might say,
across the
table. Man and woman, male, female.
Ooh.
Mano a mano. Kind of mano a fama or something.
Meaning hands. We'll be right back
after these messages. Carl and the Bot, it is 7:31 in the morning. The chat room, you guys are going at it this morning here. I'm liking it. 75 degrees out there, going up to 98 today on July the 7th. Again, 7:31 in the morning. Give us a call, 605-4567.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 25 minutes till 8 o'clock. 75 degrees out there today, July the 7th. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. They're getting filled up right now as we speak. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. A veteran-owned business does what no other business, glass business, can do, and that offers full guarantees, full money-back guarantees. If it doesn't work, he'll fix it, and if he can't fix it, he'll give you your money back. Not that he has to, because he can fix everything, from a chip to a crack over 24 inches in length. That's right, over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Chat room is going.
Well, okay. Nuts. Haven't looked in a few minutes.
Oh yeah, they're heading in there. Well, they're talking about the drought and all this. Now, I just wanted to throw this one out.
I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, that and they're talking about. They're talking about a lot of things in their drought, but they're various politicians. Hey, one of the things I want to talk about is this metering of water wells. I just saw that one, and that's next on the list, guys. So just stand by. There are complaints that rich corporations are digging wells deeper than their neighbors who can't afford to dig, you know, that deep a well. It's like $225 a foot. And so what's going to happen based on these few things, just as the way liberals do this stuff, is, or politicians, I guess I should say, is that then because a few people are doing it, let's punish all of them. So what we need to do is put a meter on every well, and then we can tell you how much water you can use. Yeah. Private property, guys. Private property. That means that well in your yard right, you know, out there. That means the well on those guys on the river, all those really nice, rich homes, they have wells out there. So they want, oh, let's meter those wells. Let's tell them how much money or how much, how much money you're going to have to spend on water.
About the income stream from said
wells.
It's
an income stream, but it's also a control stream. I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. America. You're just using too much water from your own well that you dug.
Well, it's just the next step.
It's the next step. Yeah.
That's all it is, the
it's
next
happening.
Step.
It's happening. Yeah. It's happening. Ted Leidy has joined me, of course, from Northern Firearms Instruction, but he's here not to talk about guns, though we can.
Oh, we can talk about guns. But
first we're going to talk with Dirk and...
Brian.
Brian. Dirk and Brian. And this is about...
I'm going to set the stage here because, you know, it's no secret that we have a problem with thievery in Redding, and a lot of the thefts are bikes. And, you see these, you know, grown men walking, driving around on their kids' bikes, that were stolen.
Or given to them by one of the groups around here.
Right. Well, possibly. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Let me tell you my story. I was in Seattle, and my kid graduated from high school, and he wanted to go to Seattle for his grad trip. And, of course, you know, I'm injured, but I can still ride a bike. So
injured while dancing with the stars.
I'm injured while dancing with the stars, yeah. A 19-year-old 100-pound girl injured me. I'm not embarrassed to say it.
That's probably when she picked you up on the lift and dropped you, right?
Yeah, well, I went physical therapy twice a week, Monica Fisher, so don't feel bad, okay?
She doesn't.
I know she doesn't at all.
Did you see who she started dancing with, this real hot guy with the big hair?
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. They were great.
And it was like the next day, too, that place.
She had probably, you know what? That's probably why she kicked you in the ankle.
Yeah, she replaced me. Boom.
Just like that. Okay.
Anyway, so we're in a Space Needle. We come walking out, and somebody had stolen my brand new mountain bike I'd bought right over here at one of the local establishments. Very nice, specialized mountain bike. And I was depressed and bummed, and I headed to my truck. Within 10 minutes, I had left that town. I was so bummed about it. So I head south, and about halfway to Eugene, I stop, and I do some searching on my iPad, and I look up bike theft in Seattle, and I run across this website called bikeindex.org, and it's a place to register stolen bikes in Seattle. And I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and register my bike. It can't hurt. So I registered my bike in Seattle, drove all the way back to Redding, told everybody my sad story. And I'll be darned if I did not get a call from Dirk de Groot a day or two later and says, hey, did you register a bike on bikeindex.org? I said, yeah. He goes, well, I found it. I said, you found it? He goes, yeah, that's what I do, is I find stolen bikes. I said, oh, man, that's something. That's awesome.
From here?
Yeah. No, he's from Seattle.
And he found your bike?
Yeah, he doesn't know me from Adam.
Where was your bike?
In Seattle, stolen. Some guy was trying to sell it. Dirt.
You're talking about, he took it from here?
No, he took it from Seattle.
Okay, from Seattle. That's what I thought.
But I'm
okay.
Visiting.
Oh, okay, got it.
So Dirk lives in Seattle.
All right, that's what I thought.
Carl.
I'm trying to do. You know what? I've got four things I'm doing here. Come on, give me a break.
Right,
I should have
right.
listened. Usually I listen, but this
let me tell my story.
Well, they got into a big fight here on the chat room, and I loved it.
Okay. So Dirk tells me, I get the feeling from him that this is a guy who likes to go around and recover stolen bikes, and I told him I'd be there in 12 hours. So I got ready and I headed up to Seattle. We're having this conversation with this guy who's trying to sell us my bike. Well, about Eugene, I messed it up, and he figured out who I was. So I stopped in Eugene. He wouldn't talk to me any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited there for 2 hours, and he wouldn't talk. He figured out that I was – because you could go to bikeindex.org and see, you know, who listed what is stolen. So I got I got really bummed out, turned around, and drove home and told Dirk the gig's up. Well, Dirk said, no, it's not. He's still talking to me. And so Dirk sets up this sting with this guy and recovers my bike. And I'm going to let him tell the story about how it went on. But then we're going to talk about Brian, one of the founders of bikeindex.org.
Okay. Hey, Dirk, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this all true, what this man says?
Yep.
So you find lost bikes or stolen bikes, huh?
It's a hobby. I'm an engineer, and I love bikes, and I buy a lot of them. My wife makes fun of me. She says I need N+1 bikes, so,
well, you know, so
it doesn't matter if I just got one. I'm always looking.
Well, Lighty's got a holster fetish, so you've got a bike fetish, obviously, that you need to have one more.
Yeah, well,
one more.
It used to be guns. That was.
Oh, it used to be guns.
Oh, it used to be guns.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, you live in Washington State. That's tough, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Our good friend Ted here says, okay, somebody stole my bike, puts it out there, and then you find it. How'd you find it?
I habitually search Craigslist, and I've got some RS feed set up to search for any sort of bike that might be underpriced or might be priced so that I can purchase it and possibly, you know, flip it. However, this also picks up a whole bunch of bikes that are, you know, questionably stolen.
Right.
And I've noticed
origin,
these things, you know, a lot in the last couple of years. And only recently did I find Bike Index, which, you know, lets you check out these bikes. And
Okay, so now that the guy wouldn't talk to Ted, so now you still got him. He's still talking to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, you still...
So what happened?
I came back from work, and my mother-in-law was in town. I came back from work, and I was like, hey, to my wife. I was like, I got to go drive up to Linwood or wherever this guy lived. She goes, hey, we got to have dinner. You know, I'm going to kill you if you leave me with your mom and my mom alone. I was like, okay. So I talked this guy into I told him I'd give him $30 if he dropped it off in front of the restaurant we were having dinner at.
So you got the mothers in the zoo. I like
yep.
this. Well, those yep. are the ones you got to kind of probably be worried about. But anyway, okay, so the guy comes up to the restaurant?
Guy comes up to the restaurant. So I called the cops. He said he's going to be there. He's like, I'll be there in, you know, 40 minutes. I called the cops. Cops said they'd be there in 40 minutes. So guy shows up. We pull the bike off. I stall. And it starts to get, you know, a little weird. And finally I realize that, you know, as much as I want the cops to get involved, that this is the last priority on their list.
And yeah, I was going to say, but they actually said they'd show up. Ours would go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
okay, then what happened?
So, you calmly just say, you know, hey, listen, so here's the deal. This bike is stolen. It was stolen last week in front of the Space Needle. You've got two options. You can contest this. You can talk to the cops, and they're coming. Or, you know, you can just, you know, meander off, get out of here.
Drive away.
Yeah. And the story is always the same. This is, I think there's a number 7, the 7th bike we've got. But the story is, oh, no, you know, I bought this bike. I was like, you know, I got no problem. I'm not accusing you of stealing it. I'm just, I'm telling you that this is 100% stolen. And the guy goes, oh, okay, cool. You know, he jumps in his car and he's like, I'm going to make a quick phone call because I'm selling it for a friend. And then he just bails out of there. And as he's, you know, driving away, I had some pictures of his car and his self or his
license plate and all that, huh?
License plate, yeah.
Well, and then so then you give the good sergeant major a phone call and say, I found it.
Yeah. Yep. Heck yeah.
Yep. Sent him a text. Got a picture. Bike's in pretty good shape. Doesn't look like it spent too much time in the hands of crackheads, which is a risky
business up there.
Sad story for a lot of bikes.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah. Hey, we got to take a break here right now. That's how we pay the bills. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right here in town with Espresso Joe's that takes very good care of you when it comes to coffee, cold drinks, brews, and everything else on that side of the store. Anything you could possibly imagine on coffee makers, tea makers, everything, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is literally second to none. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We'll come back. We'll talk to Brian Hatz.
Brian Hatz.
Right on.
Talking about the what?
Bikeindex.org.
Bikeindex.org.
Where you can register your bike.
How this works so you can make sure that if anything happens to your bike, you might be able to find it.
That's right.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages.
Bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. It is 11 minutes till 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, July the 7th. 75 degrees out there, going up to 98 degrees. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for the weather report. I'm here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, and we usually talk about guns and all that, but I got Sam Paredes coming on at 8 o'clock. But today we're talking about everybody's losing bikes, and there's a bike. This guy started his bike registration, and we have him on the line. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Super. You're in Portland. Is that correct?
I am indeed.
Okay. Is this the home? Is this the epicenter for stolen bikes?
I wish I could say that's true, but we're actually not number one. I think New York and San Francisco win, but this is the epicenter of part of the bike index for sure.
Okay. So what is the bike index?
So it is just as it sounds. It's a big free index of bikes. I was talking earlier. I ran a website that was called Stolen Bicycle Registry for years. It focused only on stolen. And then I merged a couple of years ago with a guy out of Chicago who sort of had the other side of the equation. He ran bike shops. He kept sending bikes out the door, and then, of course, they'd get stolen, and people would come back a couple days later, and he said, man, you know, we got to do something about this. So now we sort of handle both ends of the equation. We handle them before they're stolen. Anybody can get online and register, and we work with a lot of bike shops, for example. So when you buy the bike, and the second you roll it out of the shop, it's already registered. And then I personally sort of focus on the other half of the equation, which is what happens to them after they are stolen. Which more often than not is they show up online and someone tries to buy them. And if they're super hardcore, they go chase that person down and then they do a radio show about it.
That's right.
Yep, we like that.
Yep.
Okay.
I do too.
So how many bikes have y'all have registered?
We have something like 47.5K right now. I can actually tell you in 1 second. 48,101. We actually just broke 48,000 last year.
48,000 bikes registered. Now, these bikes are registered when somebody buys them, and then you get the word to say, hey, somebody stole my bike.
You can go online and register right now. It doesn't necessarily have to be during a purchase. Anybody anywhere can register.
Okay.
It's totally free. It's totally run through the community. And then we have a lot of ties with people who sort of come into contact with bikes, or so like bike shops or guys like Dirk who tend to buy a lot of bikes, or you know, we have a number of police organizations that are using our system now because, quite frankly, it works a lot better than the systems that they're using. It's just bikes are such a personal thing. There's such a close-knit community around them that there's a lot of eyeballs, and there's a lot of people, you know, like Dirk, who are just guys that are, you know, looking to flip a bike, but they want to do the right thing. It's if they don't have the tools to whip out their phone and say, hey, I'm about to buy this bike. Has anybody reported it stolen? I mean, that's sort of the whole reason we started this, is because there's all this stuff is getting stolen, and all this information that you think would be helpful just goes into a bucket, you know, just goes into a black hole of a police system somewhere, and it's not really made available to the people that are most likely
in their
to come
top.
In contact.
It's not their top one.
It's much easier if you take that information and you give it to anybody who sort of kind of wants to check a bike out and do the right thing. And, you know, by and large, the people that we have getting bikes back are exactly like Dirk. They're just guys who are doing a lot of transactions, or maybe they run a shop, or maybe, you know, there's all sorts of use case scenarios. And it just takes 5 seconds, pull out your phone, check a serial number, it comes back yes or no. And that model works pretty well.
Okay. Well, how many bikes do you think you've helped?
2,410.
Oh,
this morning.
You've helped find, huh? I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm dumb, but I'm reading. My producer's writing things down about people on the other line, and then these other things are happening. So you've gotten 2,000 bikes back.
Yeah. 2,000.
Yeah, I'm 2,100. And it's funny. So we actually write these up. Every couple of weeks, we do, there's a news section on our site where we talk about the recoveries and the way that they're coming back. And I mean, that's the whole reason we run this thing, is these stories are crazy. These stories are insane. I mean, our current record is we got one back 10 years after it was stolen, and it went from Washington State to North Carolina. I mean, it's just the situations in which these things are popping up and where people find them and how they find them are just. There's such a needle in a haystack that it just, I mean, it'll blow your mind. So we have these written up. A lot of them are real bread and butter. A lot of them are like, you know, sketchy tweaker guy on Craigslist tried to sell me a bike. Of course it was stolen. But there's also, you know, we have communities where people, every time a bike gets stolen in like Seattle, for example, and someone registers with us, it goes out over a Twitter feed. we have a couple thousand people watching that Twitter feed every morning. So, you know, if there's a blue trek that gets stolen at 7 a.m., you know, by 8:30, we've got probably 1,000 people that have seen that picture, and they know the specs on the bike, and they're sort of visually keeping an eye out for it.
You know,
so
Brian,
we have a lot of community.
You know, Brian, in Portland in 1878, they hung people for stealing horses. Are you all past that?
I am very aware of that. I've heard that. As much as I'd like to get into that, get back into that, I think it's a little above my pay grade. I'm just personally interested in, you know, we take something really simple, a serial number,
yes,
and you do something so stupid with it, which is give it to people that want to make sure they're not buying stolen stuff, and it works.
It's common sense.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, you get these great recoveries. Like, you know, I mean, when did you honestly think you were ever going to get your bike back? I mean, that's
no.
The odds of that are literally, you know.
Did you have it locked up?
It was locked. Yeah, yeah. They just cut it off. They have this way of getting around and cutting off your bikes, your locks. Yeah, it was all locked up. It was ready to go. And there was two bikes, myself and Carson's. Carson's was laying there on the ground, and mine, of course, was gone. But I thought it was gone forever. I mean, think about how big Seattle is.
Yeah, I would have never thought you'd ever gotten that one back.
No, that's why the story is so good.
This is pretty cool.
It's all the same guys, too. I mean, it's like Seattle, San Francisco, Portland. It's the same model. You get these sketchy tweaker dudes that are running around with a bunch of tools. They'll rip 5 or 6 bikes off every day. They'll either sell them to flea markets, they'll sell them to pawn shops, or they'll sell them online. I mean, it's pretty easy to make a couple $100 a day as a drug-addled idiot trying to sell these bikes.
Wow.
So it's sort of, it just sort of perpetuates the problem. You know, nobody chases them. They never get caught. It's really hard to pin any charges on them, so that the problem just persists. So we track all these guys. The thing that happens now, though, is like, so the guy that sold Ted's bike, for example, we have him on file. So if his information ever, if he ever comes online again and tries to sell another bike, we get an alert.
Yeah.
So the same place he tried to sell your bike, Ted, you know, we are now watching, and we're now watching him in particular. So, you know, if he lists a bike tomorrow, the first thing we're going to do is get online and see if it matches one that somebody has reported, and we're going to go after him again.
Well, he's actually got another bike for sale, right, that Dirk is watching?
Yeah, there's several. And I mean, what sucks is, you know, some of these websites where these guys do this, you can actually see how much money they're making. You know, sites like eBay, you can actually track what the bikes are selling for. And there's guys on here that are making more money than I do. You know, I have a pretty good job. Just selling hot bikes.
Somebody wanted to know if it was a cable or a lock you had on your bike.
A lock chain.
Okay, chain. All right. We have a chat room going right now too, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, they're honestly, they're all, with the right tools, they're all invincible. That's the sad truth.
Okay, really, Brian, we've only got a few minutes left here. So how do people sign up, and how do people, this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, well, it's totally free. You just go to bikeindex.org, or whip out your phone and go to bikeindex.org. You take your bike or bikes, plural, take a picture, note, you know, some real simple details, write down the serial number, and that's it. And the only other time you'll ever hear from us again is if that bike pops up in a weird transaction, like if it shows up in a Craigslist transaction or on shops or somewhere that it shouldn't be.
Do you ever see them cross state lines?
Yeah.
Oh, constantly. Yeah, definitely, constantly. We get guys here that there's one that happened a week before Ted's. It was a house break-in out of Seattle where the guy moved it down to Portland and attempted to sell it online on another website that's getting really popular with thieves. And we caught him. And I mean, you look at the stuff this guy is selling, and if he was wearing a shirt that said "I am a fence," it could not be more obvious. It's all stolen goods. It's crazy. So we see them move state to state constantly, and that's, I mean, thieves know that a lot of these systems don't talk to each other. If you take a bike from Oregon to California, that, you know, the odds are decreased that you're ever going to get caught.
Oh yeah.
But our system works everywhere. So we're constantly seeing that, and it's sort of, I mean, it's, you know, there's always been this sort of lore about these guys that roll into town and fill up. No, it totally happens. We've seen them literally rent U-Haul trucks, drive around town, rip off 50, 60 bikes, stick them in the truck, and then drive them 7 or 8 towns over or another state over and sell them there.
Wow.
So it does happen.
We got to run, Brian. Hey, this is really cool. So it's bikeindex.com.
.org.
I'm sorry, .org. You can get in and you sign your bike up, and if anything happens to it, you might have a chance of getting it back.
And it's not just stolen bikes. Go register it, and just in case it gets
beforehand.
Stolen.
Right. Well, Brian,
definitely.
Thanks a lot for what you're doing there.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
You
appreciate you, Brian. Appreciate you, man.
And so you got, yeah, okay.
I appreciate Dirk doing what he did. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Dirk. Yeah. I mean, you know what? There's somebody that cares.
There's somebody that cares.
Yeah. All right, we got to run here. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey,
have a good one, guys.
I didn't really get a chance to talk about the veterans. So, I'm going to try and get into it the next hour if you want to hang around.
Yep.
You don't have to, though.
I'd hang around. I'm doing
this is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. stocks are edging lower in early trading as investors wait to see what happens at a summit meeting of European leaders to discuss Greece's strained finances. Eurogroup President Joran Dijsselbloem says negotiators want to hear from Greece now that voters there have turned a big thumbs down to new austerity measures.
I think given the situation after the no vote in Greece, we need to hear from the Greek government first how they see a way out, how they think we can come to an agreement.
And American exports still suffering from the rising value of the dollar. The deficit widened slightly in May, reflecting declines in sales of American-made aircraft and machinery. No telling how the ongoing Greek crisis may affect the international markets and the ability of foreign consumers to buy up U.S. products. U.S. employers advertised slightly more job openings in the month of May.
The Labor Department says the number of open jobs increased 0.5% to 5.36 million. However, the number of new hires in May, as well as the number of workers who left their jobs slipped slightly. Job gains have been solid since February of last year, yet many Americans are still confronting financial uncertainties because of limited wage growth.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. New questions about the ability of world powers to cut off all of Iran's possible pathways to a nuclear weapon through diplomacy.
We have started to discuss at the highest political level the last difficult political issues we have to solve.
That is European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini at the ongoing talks in Vienna. They've now missed another deadline. Britain's marking the 10th anniversary of suicide bomb attacks on the London transit system. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
It's a day when we remember the threat that we still face, but above all, it's a day when we think of the grace and the dignity of the victims' families for all they've been through.
The July 7, 2005 killings left 52 commuters dead. This is SRN News.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. One every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com. Or take the first step right now. Call 855-361. Math. That's 855-361-6284.
A 9-year-old Maryland boy has died after he was allegedly handcuffed and beaten for eating a piece of birthday cake without permission.
Hagerstown police say Jack Garcia died at Children's National Medical Center in Washington. The mother's boyfriend, 30-year-old Robert Wilson, is charged with first-degree assault and child abuse, with additional charges expected. The mother's brother tells police the boy was handcuffed as punishment for eating the cake. He says Wilson hit the boy in the stomach after the handcuffs were removed.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The world's largest cruise company could be headed for Havana. Carnival says it could become the first American cruise company to pay a visit to Cuba since the 1960 trade embargo, when it will offer trips from Miami starting in May, pending approval from the Cuban government. The trips will be through its new brand, Fathom, which focuses on trips where passengers do volunteer work. This is SRN News. The head of Vietnam's Communist Party heading to the White House for meetings with President Obama, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
And that will be an historic meeting where the President will meet with the General Secretary in the context of the 20th anniversary of normalizing our bilateral relations.
President Obama has not yet been able to pay a visit to Vietnam as president. The White House, meanwhile, taking steps this week to boost the installation of solar power and other renewable energy in federally subsidized housing. Senior Obama advisor Brian Deese says it's a string of projects that aim to bring solar power to low-income families.
Housing authorities, rural electric co-ops, and power companies in more than 20 states are stepping up with more than 260 solar energy projects that will help low- and moderate-income communities save their energy bills.
The 300 megawatts is enough for about 50,000 homes. It is part of a wider White House effort to increase solar energy use in America. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on Tuesday, July the 7th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The weather.
Well, actually, we get a little bit of a break, although we're looking for some muggy conditions today. Shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. High will be only 96. Overnight lows in the right around 70 degrees. This is going to continue for a few days, but we will have thunderstorms quite possible for the next several days with attendant lightning and threat of fire. So please be very watchful of that. Next chance for the triple digits will be the middle of next week. Not a lot of significant rain out of this, just mostly cloudy skies, muggy conditions, and the occasional lightning strike. So not to cheer you up or anything, we currently have 76 degrees.
All right, weather's brought to you, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veterans and seniors get discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And, Carl, we have what Southern Californians call a SIG alert. A very small one, albeit. A placer at Willis, not far from the Shasta County Jail. Traffic wreck this morning. Allegedly, a 16-year-old unlicensed individual was up all night, lost control of the vehicle, hit a power pole, and lines are not down, but they are sagging. No reports of outages at this time, but crews are repairing the pole. So if you if your morning drive takes you down Placer Street, you may want to find a different route.
Yeah, just make a right or a left and take the next streets down. It'll get you through there. Okay, now, some people are asking questions. We're here with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. We also have people on the phone. We're going to get to them in just a second. But Command Sergeant Major was bringing in the story about the bike index where he lost his bike in Seattle, or he was stolen in Seattle. And then it was located via this bike index. And it's a great story, but we had some questions here out of the chat room, and they wanted to know if it was a tricycle, or did it have trainer wheels, tassels on the handlebars, cards in the spokes. Just trying to determine what thieves are targeting these days.
Was a specialized mountain bike, but it did have a basket on the front for my small Chihuahua named Thor.
Okay, there you go.
That I had in a vest. It gets chilly in Seattle, you know.
And then they finished that up with Semper Fi.
That's right.
Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We're talking about hot, muggy, terrible weather, and I keep telling you, you know what? My buddy calls me from Las Vegas yesterday, and he called me yesterday. Yesterday, the battery on his bike melted, on his Harley melted. That's how hot it is.
Wow.
And half the air conditioner in his house is gone, and it's going to take him. He says he's on a waiting list. It's going to take him weeks. That's because they don't have Alliance Heating and Air. I should have given him the number of 221-2642. He could have paid to have an Alliance truck drive to Las Vegas, paid it, had it done immediately, and then it probably would have been cheaper and cooler. I may call him back and let him know about this, because Alliance Heating and Air delivers any maker model of air conditioning. You've got a problem. You're thinking, gosh, you know what? We haven't even gotten into the hot days yet. You may want to have that air conditioning system looked at, serviced, everything. Alliance Heating and Air, they're the ones that can do it. They work on our systems. They work on bad Bobs. They do the job, and they do it well. Professional, fair, and a lot of integrity here. Another veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. All right, there were some comments. We're waiting right now for Sam Paredes to give us a call from Gun Owners of California. But there were some comments, I think, on the Tea Party. And Red, you have something to say? Hello, Red, you're on. Hello, Red. Okay, we're trying to push the right button. Red.
Hey, how's it going, Carl?
Okay, we're on now. It's, you know what, we can be either right or left here.
Sorry, we're headed up the mountain to get county number 9 for the state of Jefferson.
Okay, and where's that
at? If we cut out, we're up in the mountains. But I just wanted to call and respond to some of the things in the chat room and a couple things that were said about the Tea Party this morning with one simple question. If the Tea Party is done and dying and irrelevant, why is it every time that there is an abuse of power or a problem with our local government, the first thing everybody does is run to the Tea Party?
That's a good question. Why is that, Rick?
Well, it's because we're the only ones that will actually stand up and fight, and we're not afraid to say it. We're not afraid to work to try and do it. I mean, when we had the McConnell issue, the unions, where'd they go? The Tea Party. You know, when Tom Vosenko didn't get his money for the jail, who's the first people he called? Terry Raposa at the Tea Party. You know, public comment gets pushed to the back by our government. Who's everybody looked to fight it? The Tea Party. So I would like to ask, if we are so irrelevant and such a bunch of radicals and just morons, why is it when mama nanny state government slaps you around, everybody runs to us?
I think it's because, and let me tell you why I think this is, Red. It's because it may you're a group of people that are concerned. And you have taken both sides of show. Everybody thinks that y'all are wide-eyed or wild-eyed, reactionary, radical rights. And that's not true. Because you've taken on union views. You've taken on ACLU views when it comes down to protecting the Constitution and protecting rights of people. But I think what what people don't like, that people are fearful of, that like to denigrate the Tea Party or any other party like this, is that you all are activists in the sense that you stand up and you make a noise about something. And most people are happy to let other people fight their battles. I think that's part of it. That
I think that's a very fair assessment, Carl.
And, you know, the fact is that it's easier to let other people get into the arena and take their shield and their sword and fight than it is to get in that arena themselves. And it's not that they disagree with what you're doing at all. In fact, they probably support most. A lot of people do support it. It's just the fact that they're just gotten so beaten down and complacent with what's going on that they kind of feel you can't make a difference. They don't realize that people can make a difference, that one person can make a difference, that 10 people can make a difference in what's going on because they don't believe it anymore because that's what the media is telling them. So I salute the Tea Party and other people, other groups that are out there fighting, and whether it's right or left, I salute them because they're fighting. They're fighting for what they believe in. And they're not sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what happens. So, that's what I believe.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl. I just kind of wanted to point that out for some people.
Well, it's true. I mean, people come down there. Everybody that has got whose ox has been gored end up in front of your group of people. And it's going to be bigger this year, I think, with the elections coming on for the 2016. You know, there's two city council positions up that can make a big difference. So... some Shasta County Board of Supervisors spots are open that can and there's going to be some fights going on.
And there's some question about whether some of our city council people even make it to the next election.
Okay. I can't wait to hear that one. All right, Red. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, Dead Lady, let's talk about something that's going on here.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about the VA clinic here in town. It's front page news today on the, I don't know if it's front page, but it's in the paper today in the Record Searchlight. I applaud the Record Searchlight for doing this. Now, however, this news has been going circulating among the veteran community since last week. A lot of questions about what's happening at the VA clinic, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. We'll be right back. It's 8:15 in the morning here on Tuesday, July the 7th. What's going on in the VA clinic? Are there parts of the clinic closing? What about all the turnover? Lots of questions and some answers. We'll be right back.
In town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has always believed that we're all in it together because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting and educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. On Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m., Orchard Nutrition Center will host noted speaker Eric Sarasides, the founder and formulator of Mycoformulas Incorporated. In the past 7 years, Sarasides has delivered lectures on the history and benefits of medicinal mushrooms at Stanford University, Southern Oregon University, and events throughout the United States. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for more seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bott. Free Fire Radio, 8:19 in the morning. Here on July the 7th, 75 degrees out. They're going up to 96 today. You know what? I'm kind of looking forward to 96 as opposed to 106. 96 means that I've got, you know, I can kind of move it around a little bit there. 96 means I can be outside doing some stuff, and I can stay out a little bit longer than as opposed to going out to 106 and dropping after an hour. But good morning, everybody. Welcome back. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Hey, John started his gun store 6 years ago during this huge recession and has become a complete success. Located at 2539 Larkspur. But why? Because customer service and his ability to sell the guns that people want, have the ammo that people want, do the gunsmithing that people want. It's all customer service. You know, you want to buy local, stay local, and here's a good chance to do it with Bastiani Arms. Classes, education, gun accessories, everything you could possibly imagine, Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Okay, the VA clinic. Starting last week, I started getting letters or emails. A lot of things happening at the clinic. You know, it was, I mean, I tell you what, the drums were beating. The losing a lot of people, a lot of doctors are quitting out of Reading. I've talked to some doctors, said, you know, a lot of guys, there's a big changeover down there for a variety of reasons. And then the rumors are starting is that, hey, they're doing away with the urgent care clinic. Well, the urgent care is where, you know, it's kind of the walk-in. When you make appointments to see the doctor, and you understand all these problems that the VA's had. And, you know, throughout their system, you know, it hasn't really, you know, the care we're having at the clinic here in Reading is really good. I've had the same doctor for like 7 years, I guess maybe even 8 years now that I've come back. And gosh, I've been back here for 8 years. And that I've never had a complaint, except now it seems like it's getting longer and longer. Ted's here. I'm here with Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, and you're seen at the VA, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I really like my doctor.
And but now you've waited for how long to get to be seen?
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, it's 2 months.
And mine was over a month to be seen when I had just a regular appointment. But here's the funny thing is that because I had a question, so I just called. And they had to make an appointment for him to call me. It was like for 2 weeks. 2 weeks out for him to just give me a call. They get 20 minutes per patient. And I understand that their caseload is just tremendous, especially when you look at the number of doctors that are leaving there. Now, David Stockwell says that they are not going to close down the urgent care clinics. He says, and by the way, David is heads up the VA. And, you know, a good guy. I mean, nothing to say anything bad about Dave Stockwell. Before him was Pete Privett, who was just a... you know, joy to be around also. He says it's not true. They're not ending the urgent care clinic. They're going to change the name to ambulatory or something. They're changing the name. But what they're going to do also is change. If you've got a primary care physician and you walk into the critical care clinic or whatever they call it, that they're going to shift you over to see your primary care physician, if you already have them. Like, in other words, mine's Templado, that I would come in because there's something, I've got something wrong with me, and they'll have me shift over to see him. I'm not sure what that's going to do, since they're already slammed already on the number of patients they see, to get somebody into that, and what kind of effect that has.
Well, the only, what's going to happen is it's going to certainly lengthen the time that it takes for you to get to your primary care physician, to who really is going to fix you. For instance, I have a bad foot, and I've had this bad foot for about 5 months now, and I am going to see my doctor at the VA so that he can give me a referral to podiatry. Now, that's going to take me another month, maybe two, to get the referral over to podiatry. So really, by the time this thing is all over, I'm talking 4 or 5 months to be seen, which, you know, I'm not complaining. It's just the way it is.
Well,
I understand it.
But I am complaining then about that, and I'll tell you why. When you should be able to, under TRICARE, because you fall under TRICARE, buddy, you should be able, once he says you have to see a podiatrist, you should be able to go to him through TRICARE and go and walk in right then.
Well, I totally understand, and I do. I can't go see a podiatrist or TRICARE. The problem is the podiatrist cannot. TRICARE won't pay for orthotics, which is what I need desperately.
And why wouldn't TRICARE pay for that?
They just don't cover them unless you have diabetes.
So you've got to go through the VA then to do it.
Right.
Okay, and they've got one podiatrist that works there.
Right.
Well, what they've also done out there is they've also contracted out to various groups too, like for colonoscopies and these kind of things. But the bottom line is we've got a lot of physicians leaving. So we got a lot of physicians leaving, yet, you know, Stockwell says, well, you know what? Yeah, we do have some transition, but we're hiring. But how much, I understand that. Okay, physicians leave for whatever the reason is, and they're hiring some, but where are we at right now? Are they having to cut back on a lot of things? Are they having to cut back on services because we don't have the physicians there? Is it a longer waiting list? I mean, I don't ever remember having to wait like this before, like I do now. It's never happened before. I'm going to call Mr. Stockwell, and we're going to talk about this. Now, he did say that they're getting ready to build a new clinic, 77,000 square feet of clinic to be opened by 2018.
Well, I remember when they built the one they're in now.
1996, but it's gotten it's grown. The customer base has grown so much. We have so many veterans here that they're, you know, that to be using the VA. Now, the VA also is, you know, I always thought the VA was for, you know, service-related ailments too, but it's not. If you're being seen by the VA, it can be about anything. If you've got a certain level of disability, that they see you for the rest of your life.
I'm not even sure you have to have a certain level of disability. I think you just have to be a veteran.
Yeah, but see, that also goes by if you've got honorable service, and this is the things I need to talk to Stockwell about to bring this back up, is how much, you know, if you're an honorable, I think what it is they'll see you on a space available basis. That's because they've got the regular caseloads of those they have to see that fall under that, and then they have space available. Like if you're 100% disabled, you can be seen by a dentist.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, neither did I. But you get your eyes checked, you get your ears checked, and all these things all through the VA. But I'm like I said, get Mr. Stockwell. The big thing is though, there's going to be a meeting tonight. It's going to be in Chico from six to 8 p.m. at the Elks Lodge at 1785, I think that's what I wrote, 1705 Manzanita Avenue in Chico. That's at from 6 to 8 at the Elks Lodge at 1705 Manzanita Avenue. I can't be there tonight because I've got, we're being, and neither can Sergeant Major here because we're being sworn in as officers at our local VFW, 1934.
That's right. We'll be there at 6 o'clock, standing tall.
That's right. Standing tall. How did I get into this?
I think I drug you into it.
That's right. You gave me up. You gave me up.
Started with Melissa Ross, and then she drug us both into it.
I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned about this thing with the VA. Because I'm thinking, there's a lot of things happening at the VA. There's lots of, one time they wanted to take all the people that were being seen out in town and just pull them back into the clinic, you know, for the ones that are having and that were being seen for PTSD, and that caused a whole lot of consternation because you're breaking down partnerships and levels of trust have been going on for years to bring them back. And the veterans stood up and said, we're not going to do this. This is stupid. And the VA realized it was not in the best interest of their patients, and they backed off on that one. But I don't know what's happening here. There's so many things going on with the VA. I still don't see any big improvements. What they're saying is of the hundreds of thousands that are waiting well over 60 days for appointments, the number has not changed. You know, they've spent billions in trying to make that happen. And, in fact, they didn't figure out how many they're seeing a lot more people, but they did not figure on what the numbers were. They didn't have a good number to start with, the VA. And right now, the numbers that we're talking about for our physicians here, primary care physicians, are just overwhelming. It's just, you get 20 minutes, and they keep rolling them through. But at some point, it's going to, it implodes on themselves. So, we got to take a break here. Hey, last Sunday was the premiere of the brunch that View 202 has on Sundays. And Linda sings there. And the brunch is there from 11 to 2, and Linda sings from 11:30 to 1:30. It was a great debut. I can tell you right now, the menu is just really, really spectacular and very reasonable. Eggs Benedict, whether it's if it's just eggs Benedict, or you can have salmon with it or sausage or other things, $9. Omelets, $9. Just a great menu. They have mimosas and also mimosas. Mimosa is a Stella Artois beer with orange liqueur in it. It's great. Anyway, it's going to be every Sunday, and give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. And they have the misters going. It's in the shade. And also they're going to have the music being piped in from the outside. They're outside on the veranda there with beautiful views of the river. All this. View 202. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I just talked to Linda. She was talking about the wreck. She said it was horrible. She says, turned upside down, the poles hanging there. She said it was pretty bad there. So she was driving by. She's coming back on her way out doing all the things she did. How are the drinks there at the view? Pretty good. You had a bottomless mimosa, which is champagne and orange juice. And the mimosas are Stella Artois beer and this orange liqueur that for $10 you get it, you can drink them all day. And they're very refreshing if you like that kind of stuff. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Bob and I get our hair cut there. Why? Because it's great haircuts. It's a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. It's the place to go. It's the Cheers of Barbershop. Veterans and seniors get discounts. I mean, what else can I say about the place? Every red-blooded man and boy should go there.
I'm going there today.
There you go.
Just to visit. I'm going there to hang out.
To hang out.
Just so I could be a red-blooded man or boy.
There you go. That's the way it should be.
That's right. Either way.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. All right. We've talked about the VA. Let's talk about this. Oregon. Oregon. Oregon is instituting, and it's voluntary right now for 5,000 people, that they're going to put a GPS on your car. And that's the way that you're going to pay for your roads. Instead of the gas tax. Because as the guy that's they're doing the story on, who is a representative from Oregon, or he's in the Oregon State Assembly, he rides a bicycle. And then, of course, he has one of those hybrid cars where he doesn't use a lot of gas. He says, I'm not paying my fair share. So I'm, you know, going to be the first person in this 5,000-person volunteer group that they're going to put a GPS on the car so they track how much you're driving so they can tell you then that's how much you're going to pay based on how much you drive. And he says right now it's voluntary, but, of course, it will be changed so it will be mandatory because people are doing what they're supposed to, buying the cars so they can save gas. They're using maybe rapid transit or something like this, so they're not raising enough money, so now they're going to go after miles driven. Now, who does this immediately impact on there, Sergeant Major?
Who does it immediately impact on?
Does it impact
commuters?
Commuters? Who else? Does it impact on the cities or where there's a rapid transit system where people use it to get around right there? Taxis and that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, taxis it might, but most people in cities, it doesn't impact at all.
Because they don't buying
drive.
Fuel tax anyway.
They're not driving. Their car sits in there, if they even have a car. So, but they do use the highways and the highway system, but then they're not going to pay. So it's people that live in the rural areas, they're going to be stuck with this because if, you know, they go this way in Medford or not in Portland or some of the ones along the coast there, but say you're living out in Bend and these other places and you drive because you drive to get to places or you're, you live out in the country. If they start charging you by per mile, it's going to put a disproportionate amount of the tax on those who drive than ones who don't drive.
Here's the problem with the whole thing. It is discriminatory, but people are going to figure out a way around that also, and they're not going to get their taxes that they want. This is a good pie in the sky idea about how to increase the tax base because
it's a money thing.
They've used that money for other things. They have the money to fix the roads. They just used it for other things.
Social programs.
So that's social programs. So now they need to figure out how to get the money. So they're going to do this. They're going to get this 5,000 volunteer group. They're going to see how it works. And they will probably institute it. But the problem is people will figure out a way around that also. And then they're going to be stuck with something else. And I'm going to give you a good example. The water problem that we have right now. Now that we're conserving water, we have to up the water rates to pay for the water.
Yeah. Electricity, people are conserving electricity.
That seems ridiculous.
So they're
to
raising
me.
The rates. Well, it's because they've got so much fixed rates. Okay, it costs them this much money to deliver electricity or water. If everybody cuts back on it, which they have, well, then that money for that for usage goes way down. That means they don't have the money to pay for the fixed cost of getting you electricity and water. That's their argument.
Well, I understand, but they're still buying less water.
That's true.
And buying less electricity. So
pumping less and all that?
And pumping less.
But they're saying is they have to maintain the pumping stations and the electrical grid because if you don't, when you do need it, see, the use of electricity has stabilized or just hasn't risen in Redding over the last 5-6 years. And and when they build these systems, it's always based on using more electricity every year. It hasn't happened. But they need to keep the grid up. So how are they going to get more money to take care of the grid? Well, there lies the problem.
I think that there should be a pretty good report delivered to the city council or the board of supervisors or whoever makes that decision. Because I understand there are some fixed costs. But we are managing those fixed costs now. So what they're saying is they're going to have to bring up the water, the cost of the water to pay for those fixed costs. What I don't want to happen is for them to say, well, we need to remain as large as we are personnel-wise, and we're afraid to become smaller as a group because we use less water.
Well, no, we've got to do something. And the water thing here now, with we talked a little bit about it earlier. I just read an article about, and there's a number of articles that you see coming that, you know, that you go, oh, that can't happen. Well, here was one of them, and it's we've taken down they're trying to take down the Confederate flag everywhere, okay? Because including taking a show off the air, the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, the fact it was on the air. It was kind of, you know, that's strange, first of all. And that it lasted so long, it was even stranger. But so now it's playing in TV land, which plays all these real old ones, you know, from back in the 70s and all this. Well, they take it off the air because it has a Confederate flag on the top of the car. I'm not sure that they ever referenced it. It's just it was there. You know, it was just the Dukes of Hazzard. So that's off. And they're and you can't buy Confederate flags online. You can't – all these other things. And NASCAR said, we don't want Confederate flags there. Well – how's that work for you down in Daytona when they all showed up? A lot of people showed up with the Confederate flag. But here's the bottom line. After that, then you start seeing the articles about, well, the American flag also stands for imperialism, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so, it's completely knee-jerk.
And so when you start taking away the water rights like they have for those 1903, you know, and the senior water rights, and now you're seeing the articles about, oh, no, now we have to meter the wells. For everybody. Now we have to, gas tax isn't enough because, you know, so now we're going to have to start putting a GPS on your car so we can, you know, monitor how far you're driving. I mean, now they know where you're at. Oh, yeah, no, this will be kept secret by the government. Well, of course it's going to be kept secret by the government. But now they can track you everywhere you go. Do you want that?
And will this be the same security folks who took care of Office of Management and Budget?
IRS? These are the guys. I mean, but this is do you want the California state government
or
to
OPM,
keep track,
Office Personnel Management,
to keep track of every place you go to?
No.
And where you are.
No.
And where you are. Where your car is, I should say.
Well, we're already to the point where you can hardly solve a crime without surveillance. I mean, really, that's where we are. Old-fashioned, hard investigative work. It's difficult to solve a crime like that now.
You've
got to do it with surveillance.
We are giving up our rights left and right. We're giving up our rights all the time. But to see people volunteer to give up their rights. Oh, look, this is great. You know what? Then here, I've got a great deal for you, folks. All you parents out there. You know, you hear about these children, God forbid, being taken. Well, how about this? Let me put a chip in every one of your children so we can keep track of your child in case something happens. How many people do you think would bring their children to me to have that happen? It's just a little chip. It's going to go into in the back of their shoulder. They'll never feel it. They'll never have anything to do, but we can track them then.
No.
Well.
No.
Let me tell you something. I put if I put that out on the air and I put that out in an advertising campaign and on the front of it I say, you know, and you show headlines today, child missing, baby taken. We're fighting that right now, this baby that's disappeared,
right,
that they're trying to find, you know, they're trying to find this baby. I bet you I can get 50% of the parents to bring their child in and let me put a tracker in him, in that child. I bet you that. And when I do that, I now know where that child is. The child will be walking. I will put all types of, you know, alerts out there. So it's so when the child's walking someplace, it goes someplace, it's going to alert that this is, you know, this child's been kidnapped. It's going to have all that out there. But the thing is that people will give up their rights. But to actually give up your right to travel where you want to go without the government knowing about it is these people are volunteering to do that. I mean, what are they thinking of? What are they thinking of? Oh, no, this is good. Oh, no, this is good because the government needs the money. No, you're right, Ted. The government doesn't need the money.
No.
The government doesn't need the money. I believe in fair, you know, I believe the government in doing things like protecting the borders and keeping the infrastructure. But they are getting into things that are sanctuary cities. That's how many people we can bring in here. All these things. Do they have the money? You're right. They've got the money.
They got the money. They just use it for other things.
They've got the money. They just use it for other things.
I lived in California without a state lottery. I remember California without a state lottery. Oh. The state lottery was supposed to fix everything. The money
the
that came in from the state lottery was supposed to be. Where is that money?
Where is that money?
That money is just
we're
gone.
We're still, you know, we're getting, you know, we pay the least, it looks like, on teachers, and, you know, our system isn't that great. Where is that money?
Well, we just don't track it. It just goes
Where'd
in.
It, go?
It goes in behind closed doors, and then all of a sudden it's divvied out. And next thing you know, they come out with their hands out saying, hey, we're broke. We need some more money. You're not broke. You just don't do things well. You don't govern well.
Yeah. Okay.
We know that.
We got to take a quick break here.
All right, fine.
And
don't
is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I got to take a break here. But, you know, I want to talk about Holiday Harbor. You go to Holiday Harbor during the month of July, you get 25% off on all 2015 summer rates on select models out there. And if you're looking for something to do, we had such a great time. I just, you know what, we need to go out and get one of the party boats.
Yes.
With just those little, you know, it's, you know, you can put 8-10 people on. It's got a bathroom. It's got a barbecue. It's got shade. It's got places to sit. Take it, put it up against the bank someplace, swim all around that. I mean, just have a great time for the day. You're in there in the shade. It's a good, good, good time. Plus, they have anything else you can imagine. You can pull things. You can get ski boats. You can get paddle boards. Everything out at Holiday Harbor. Give them a call at 238-2383. You know, you can't go for a big vacation because things are still tight. But you can go out to Holiday Harbor and save 25% during the month of July. Check them out at LakeShasta.com or give them a call, 238-2383. It is a quarter till 9 o'clock here on July the 7th, a Tuesday, 76 degrees, going up to 96 today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Reading Christian School uniquely provide. We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Summer's on Us continues at Redding Kia, and with no payments for 3 months, you can afford to enjoy summer and drive a brand new Kia.
Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you, and you get 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, and Sedonas.
No money down? No problem. Bring your trade in. Redding Kia strives to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes. And Kia is now ranked number one in J.D. Power's 2015 initial quality survey. See dealer for details.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fees subject to prior sale must finance through Kia Motors Finance for the special offer on approval to credit ends July 31st.
And this just in, this Summer's on Us promotion now includes the sporty Kia Soul.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Burning Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's Tuesday, July the 7th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like for the rest of the week here, Bad Bob?
Well, the rest of the week should be in the upper 90s, slightly humid conditions, possibility of showers and thunderstorms, overnight lows around 70 degrees, and next chance of triple digits should be next Wednesday. It is 77 right now.
All right, weather brought to you by Shasta, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business, as are many of our businesses that we talk about here. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, raising the minimum wage. San Francisco has raised the minimum wage before everybody else. And people say it's going to cost jobs. Everybody goes, oh, no, it won't. No, it's not going to cost jobs. Well, guess what? Here's some things that are happening there. That's a good article this guy has written about wages in San Francisco. They've been rising strongly, so they've raised the price of all their products in San Francisco. We're talking about Chipotle. You know, Chipotle, you know, the chain?
Chipotle Grill.
Yeah, it's a good chain, and it's got stuff. They're talking about, and they just use them as an example, but it's happening all over. The guy from Chipotle, or that guy that was making the study, is that a weekly survey of 10 of Chipotle's markets found the company implemented price increases in half of the surveyed markets this week, San Francisco, Denver, Minneapolis, Chicago, and Orlando. The price increases have been limited to beef and average about 4% because the cost of beef has gone way up. You know
right.
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and eggs in California, if you live here in California. Anyway, so the menu show that, you know, they have to reflect that. It's a 4% increase, and they just pass that on to the customer. That's everywhere except San Francisco. They saw across the board price increases averaging over 10%, including 10% increase in chicken, carnitas, tofu, and vegetarian entrees, and a 14% increase in steak and barbecue. The outsized San Francisco price hike was likely because of increased minimum wages, which rose by 14% from $10.74 per hour to $12.25 on May 1st, as well as scheduled minimum wage increases in future years. So, fast food industry, and this is Bruce Dean, who is, of course, has the Black Bear Diners, but he's also president of the California Restaurant Association. Millions of people, thousands of restaurants, and he's saying the same thing. You've got a small margin, profit margin here, and this rough guide to fast food is 30% goes on wages, 30% goes on ingredients, the other 40% is everything else, rents, advertising, capital costs, and profits. 5% of revenues isn't out of order estimation of the net profit. It's only 5% they're making.
Wow.
So now when you start adding into this the cost of, you know, raising the wages like this, then things are going to have to happen. One, you've got to either, what, work smarter and use less people. That's one way of saying it. Or you can pass this on to the customer, but now the customer is looking at, well, I can buy a burrito here for $5. I can buy one over there for $3. This thing's not, you know, and so you start raising these wages. It isn't like when you give the employee another $100, he's going to go back and spend it all in the restaurant. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Because it's $100 more. Even if he did, that raise will go back into the market, but then you're still raising prices because of what's going on outside, and, you know, in the pork and lettuce and tomatoes, all this stuff. But raising the minimum wage to this is going to kill. It's going to kill business. It's going to kill jobs for those entry-level people. And it's starting, right? I mean, you can read it and see what's happening. We're going to have Bruce Dean back on again, too, to talk about this. This is just, you know, this is just this feel-good thing about, oh, now we have people on a living wage now to $10. $10 is maybe a living wage some places.
Well, here's the other thing that you have to take a look at is – it's indicative of the fact that we don't have jobs, or we have a decrease in jobs that do provide a wage that a family can live on. You know, I mean, Chipotle Grill was never supposed to provide services for a family to live on. I mean, traditionally that those have been entry level, low paying, college aged, high school age, first start out jobs that, that you wanted to move on from. Well, now they're acting like, well, these are jobs that you're going to stay in. This is your living wage. You're going to stay in Chipotle serving burritos for the rest of your life. And if that's the case, well, then we, you know, that they have an argument for raising the wage on them. I just don't think that, I don't think that the raising the wage is a problem. I think it's a symptom of something else, and that's a lack of jobs.
I think it is.
And the leadership that hasn't provided that type of infrastructure, that those type of jobs that we need.
And the jobs you have, you know, I mean, where's the manufacturing jobs? And now we've just, we're trying to get this fast track treaty to be pushing more jobs out to the Asia. And they're saying, oh, no.
We're partners.
We're partners out here in the Pacific. Well, how's NAFTA work for everybody? I mean, are we seeing more jobs that way? Or are a lot of the companies just move south, you know, across the border because they don't have the restrictions on them down there? They can hire people for a lot less money. I mean, let's just look at it. The U.S. Navy would hold off on ship repairs, bad Bob, back here in San Diego in the yards here, until that they would deploy them with things that they needed fixed. I mean, it was a lot of stuff, but it didn't harm the ability for them to conduct their mission. But there's all these things that needed to be fixed on these ships. They'd wait till they get to the Philippines, because the Philippines had shipyards too, and instead of paying $40 an hour, they were paying $8 an hour over there, which was really good wages. And getting the same work done, and, you know, same quality work in many cases, where their managers were making $10 or $12 an hour. This is what they were doing. So you can't tell me that these people are moving their factory south because we've got really high taxes. You know, how's that good? I mean, how is that good for our American worker, our manufacturing side?
Well, it's not good. It's just poor planning.
By the way, there's this guy, Emmanuel Perez Vasquez, high on marijuana on July 4th when he crossed a double yellow line in Pinal County, Arizona, and smashed into another car. Injured a mother and two young children. So he's been deported six times. Six times he's been deported.
Well, that's another problem, too.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I'd just like to throw that one out there.
They're linked.
We hear this guy. We hear about this guy shooting somebody. And, oh, gosh, he's been, well, it's happening all over the place. And people just aren't reporting it, or the media is not reporting it. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Billy Bob.
Quick comment. Appreciate you taking my call. You guys got me going with that comment about the money-grubbing bureaucrats we've got. There's no way this mileage and all of this should be needed. The thing that they forget is that they're making six figures each times how many thousands or tens of thousands of these bureaucrats are running around fat and happy. What's about a 20% pay cut statewide, and how much money would that generate? And there would be no reason that these people would starve to death under the overpass with a 20% pay cut, including our local bureaucrats, Larry Lees, Kurt Starman, Barry Tippin, all these fat cats running around this town. I'll tell you what, let's start cutting the fat off this government and quit trying to gouge the people. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And there's one way we can do this. And that is, again, we get Donald Trump in there and let him overturn the apple cart here, and we'll start over. And that's my vote. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Billy Bob. Well, I tell you, Trump has gotten a lot of attention there. You know, I think he's, you know, that he's gotten a lot of blowback here on some of his comments, but there's a lot of people that are out there saying, you know what, what's he saying? You know, except the fact we got illegals here. There, all these things are happening, and there is a drain. Yeah, do they bring stuff in? Yeah, they can. They can bring something to the table, but it's also a huge drain on our country.
And the harder the left tries to slap him down, the more ordinary people are going to go, no, wait a minute. Yeah. They're drawing attention to his point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the problem is, you know, everybody is like, well, you know, Trump has no experience. Well, what have you got now? I mean,
we elected a man that was a party organizer. What?
Built a multi-billion-dollar empire. That's got to count.
Well, you know what? His hair is a little strange.
Do not count that guy out. I'm not kidding. Don't count him out.
He could be a kingmaker. We're about ready to leave and go for tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, we have the chief of police on, Rob Pledi. But Max says, well, my blood pressure is sufficiently elevated. Got some things to do. Bye. So thanks, Max. You're in right there, right? You're poking people, too. Oh, he also brought out the fire tax. It's another way of raising money that hits the rural counties. It doesn't even touch people in the urban areas.
Hey, I got a little pamphlet for my $117.
All right. You can use that to start a fire.
Well, the thing about it is it doesn't affect our constituency.
It doesn't. Okay. Hey. Thanks, everybody, for being here today. Tomorrow, like I said, Reading Police Chief Rob Pledi will be joining us. And I've got lots of questions here about new jails and a bunch of other things. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to the Iran nuclear talks, apparently deadlines were meant to be missed. Those negotiations will continue in Vienna, despite the passing of yet another deadline later today. The new Greece finance minister has arrived at bailout talks in Brussels. Yaroun Dijsselbloem heads an informal group of European finance ministers. He's hoping his Greek counterpart has a new bailout proposal.
It's going to be very difficult, but we will await new proposals from the Greek government. Hopefully they'll have them today, and we can see whether they are credible and whether that could be a way out.
And finding that way out is crucial, according to the French prime minister.
Manuel Valls told French radio that the future of Europe is at stake in finding a solution to the Greek crisis. He was speaking a day after the French and German leaders met in Paris to deliver a joint statement calling on Athens to present precise and long-term proposals in order to extend its